This podcast is sponsored by Melbourne SEO Services, getting you and your business found online. Visit www.melbourneseoservices.com.
Hi guys, David Jennings here from Melbourne SEO Services, and I've just got an interesting case study for you in this call because it's about a client that I desold, and I thought it might be a good way to sort of show you that SEO isn't the right fit for everybody, and when you need to decide if it's going to be right for you and what it's like, I suppose, coming into contact and working with us. So the person I've got on today's call is, his name's Evan Rubenstein, and he's a really interesting individual because he's sort of across many, many different businesses, working with a lot of different people, plus he's got his own businesses as well. So perhaps I'll get him to tell you a little bit about his story, and then we can just kind of find out how we've just started working together. So firstly, Evan, thank you for your time and welcome to the call.
Thank you, no worries.
So maybe you can start off by telling us a little bit about what you do, Evan. Like I said, you're across business more than most, so I think you've got an interesting story.
Yeah, look, I'm after 20 years in sort of senior management CEO roles. I became a consultant, and in the last 12 years, I've worked with about 100 different companies in quite a lot of depth. And along the way, I've actually bought and sold a few businesses of my own. And our contact was really in relation to one of those specific businesses, which is an online business that I needed some SEO assistance with.
Now, I can't even remember how we came across each other. It was either a referral.
It was a referral.
Okay. Yeah, it was and then I remember we chatted on the phone. I remember that first discussion, actually. We chatted at some great length, and I think what I very quickly recognized is that you knew your stuff when it came to online, and I found out that you'd worked with a lot of SEO providers in the past and come across a lot of, you know, quote-unquote gurus and things like that. I know we had an in-depth discussion that time, but I'm just wondering, after that first discussion, if there's anything that sort of made you realize, hang on, maybe Dave's a little bit different, or what your initial thoughts were?
Look, I've been dealing with SEO for the last 8 years or so, and have had dealings with probably about 8 different SEO companies in that period, and with the exception of perhaps 2, I have found that in general, they oversell and underdeliver. And very often in the initial conversation or in the initial sell, what they're trying to do is they just want to get you on board as a client. They're not really interested in your outcomes. They're really interested in their outcomes. The services that they provide very often are non-differentiated, very generic, automated type of services that they can do at a very low cost, and they just want a subscription, and so on. And there's definitely a category of SEO operators out there. And as a result of that, we did our own in-house SEO for many, many years, and that was very successful. In our category, we had the top 3 search results for 100 keywords that we had defined on average for many years, and that was great. But then the thing has changed quite a lot, and the pace of change in SEO has made it very difficult for anybody who's not totally focused on all of that to maintain their proficiency in this rapidly changing world. There's just so much information to go through, so many changes that have to be applied. And we found ourselves, you know, doing changes, and then by the time we finished them across a site, which is about 5,000 pages, things had changed again, and we just couldn't keep up, and we needed to come up with a better way. So, and then I started talking to different people again, and that's when I ran into you. So I'm very skeptical, you know, having had this sort of background with various different SEO companies. There's only a few that really know what they're talking about, and you came very highly recommended. So it was quite a different sort of approach to things, the way you dealt with it.
Yeah, and I remember the discussions that we had. We talked through about what the objectives of the business were, and we talked about what the online presence is currently doing and what Google's looking forward or looking for moving forward as those algorithms start to change. And we talked about, right, if we are in, you know, point A and we want to get to point B, which is where Google's headed, what work would be involved and needed to get the website up to scratch? And then it just becomes a question of, is there going to be a good positive return on investment for us to try and implement that, or do we just try and help guide you guys to try and put it into place? And I thought that's why it might be interesting or, you know, different to have a call like this, because I think we decided that for us to do the SEO as it needed to be wasn't going to be the right fit. So it's where we said, look, we're not the right fit for you. And we just talked about the strategies, though, that you could implement. And I know you're sort of headed in a new direction now as a result.
Correct. That's exactly right. And that was actually quite a unusual and refreshing change for me, rather than the hard sell all the time. Which I definitely appreciate it, because that's the way I sort of tackle it. If there's no win-win, then you don't go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes that means that we end up turning away business, but I think in the long term it actually turns out better, because like I said, you do a lot of consulting and coaching and things like that, and it's sort of come about now that there's been another client of yours that was the right fit for us, and we've just sort of started putting those things into place. But the fact is, SEO isn't right for everybody, and depends on what you're looking to achieve and those things now that the game is starting to change. And it's finding the right person who can give you the right advice to say yay or nay. And I think that's why we fit so well, because you sell and approach business in the same way with your marketing and with the way that you do your consulting. Is you're not right for everybody, but those that you are right for, you can get a really great result. I think maybe exactly. In the tail end, someone who's thinking about working with us, I know you haven't had the experience of working directly with us on SEO, but you've definitely been working close with us and chatting a few times. Someone who hasn't taken that step and is listening to this call, is there anything that you can say to them? It's always a bit of a step to go, yep, I'm going to pick up the phone and call someone. It's that leap of faith. I don't know if there's anything that you might be able to say to someone thinking about it.
Well, I would say that the thing that struck me about working with you, David, was the fact that you were scrupulously honest in your appraisal of what my situation was, and when you couldn't help, you said to me, I don't think that it's worth your while doing this because it's not going to have the desired effect. I suggest you do this, but you could do this yourself. We could help you. You offered the options. You made it easy for me to understand the range of options that I had, and put me under virtually no pressure at all to come on board with you, which was something that was kind of different for me. So I'd say to anybody contemplating that, you would get a very honest, in my view, appraisal of what your business outcomes could be in either direction or whichever direction. And that's very useful and very refreshing. And then you're in a position to make a rational decision.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, maybe in the last question as well, I don't know if you want to share how people can find out more about what you do, if that's something that you're interested in doing.
Well, yeah, I'm more focused on a bigger picture than just, you know, the internet. I'm more focused on, you know, maximizing outcomes for a business in general. That depends on a lot of different things that are going on in the business, what that really means. But I work with clients to help them ultimately grow their business and reduce the amount of effort and time that they personally have to put into it. Anybody who wants to call me up can just Google me, Evan Rubenstein, or you know, I think Googling me would be the best thing. They find my contact details there.
Perfect. And, of course, if anyone needs any help with their online marketing and SEO, then in Melbourne SEO Services might be the right fit for you as well. But I think the first thing that we need to do is chat. But thank you so much for your time, Evan. I really appreciate that.
Great. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Evan.
No worries.
You've just listened to another podcast interview. For more smart marketing ideas, visit www.melbourneseoservices.com. Disconnecting you in 3, 2, 2, 1. All right.